hello, and thank you for downloading this audio podcast for Stone Rock National Park. Stone Rock National Park is a multi-ecosystem, year-round national park. And here, at Fonsanto's Hedge, one can see the entire... Oh my god. Look at that down there. Down at the bottom of Fonsanto's Hedge. They're coming. They're coming. They're marching. An army is marching towards us. An army of bears.
Giddy Up Rodeo, a podcast that has as one of its sponsors a company that sells wine in a box. Wine in a box. It's not as bad as you think it'll be. So over the course of this show, we periodically get feedback from those who listen to the show. And there's been one thread in particular we've noticed that keeps showing up from different people. And that is complaints that this podcast doesn't have enough female characters. And it's true, there's a disproportionate number of male characters to female characters on the show. So, because I'm cool, I thought today we would introduce some new female characters. And because I'm not only cool, but I'm not an asshole, I thought we should have strong female characters. Strong, full-fledged, multi-dimensional, human being female characters. So to bring them out, here's a fish.
And our first new character coming out onto the Equal Treatment of Women runway is Dr. Catherine L. Wesley. Dr. Wesley is a 24-year-old cardiologist who graduated in the top 5th percentile of her class at Johns Hopkins University. With her studious yet sexy blonde hair and her sparkling blue eyes, she's sure to cause a few cardiac arrests. But just because she's smoking hot doesn't mean she can't keep up with the boys. Hey, male cardiologist, how about you try performing a quadruple bypass in heels like those? Thank you, Catherine. If you want to go wait out in the back patio, there's Chardonnay and some DVDs of ABC's The Bachelor on. Yeah, thank you. And next up to the runway is Secretary Melissa Kwan. Ms. Kwan is the Secretary of Commerce for the City of Los Angeles, where commerce secretaries work hard, but play even harder. At 37, Melissa is smart, driven, and stunningly attractive for a 37-year-old. Not to mention, she's got bigger boobs than you might expect on an Asian chick. Thank you, Melissa. You can go relax on the back patio, too. Unless you want to go wash my neighbor's truck. Don't worry about the business suit. We got a pink bikini you can slip into. Especially if you want to show off that yoga bod, I'm just saying. God, she's so hot for an older woman. Lastly, we have a female and black character bringing diversity and gender respect to Giddy Up Rodeo. And playing this new character is star of screen and stage, accomplished director, Emmy nominee, and Tony Award winner, Felicia Rashad. Mrs. Rashad is playing the role of Auntie Beignet, the subservient negress breakfast maid who we'll learn ain't as dumb as she lets on. And actually, Auntie Beignet is really good at helping white characters understand their problems and achieve their goals. Thanks, Auntie Beignet. Oh, and if you'll notice on the back patio, the Chardonnay probably needs more ice. Yeah, thanks. I said thanks! Anyway, here's the next thing. Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to Conservative Weekly. This past hour, we were talking about Donald Trump. Yeah, Donald J. Trump. Now, people were asking me, why don't you like Trump?
Why don't I like Trump? I can tell you why I don't like Trump. I'll explain. It's very, very simple. First, I can tell you what it's not. When he said we should keep out all Muslims, that's not what made me not want to support him. Okay? When he said most of the crime was being committed by brown and black people, that didn't make me not want to support him. When he said he wanted to build a wall, that didn't make me not want to support him. Nothing he has done in his flopping policies and potential lies has made me not want to support him. The reason I cannot support Donald Trump is because he has stolen the racist vote away from conservative Republicans. And that was an important demographic vote. So we got our first caller of the evening. This is from Edward in Tallahassee. Go ahead, Edward.
No, thank you for letting me on, but I got a bone to pick with you.
A bone to pick with me. Oh, go ahead.
Now, I've been listening to your show for 4 years. 4 years.
Well, thank you.
Okay? And now, finally, we get a candidate who's saying what I want to hear. And now you can't support him. We finally got the candidate that we want, and you won't support him.
All right. It's like I already said, okay? When he said that the Mexicans were intentionally sending nothing but drug dealers and rapists over, that's not what made me not want to support him, okay? It's very, very simple. I make a lot of money. And when conservative Republicans are in office, I get to keep basically all of that money. Because I get no taxes. Okay? That's good for me. However, it's hard to sell people on the let that rich guy have more money plan. So, conservative Republicans attached emotional values to voters. A lot of that meant racist voters voted for them. And Donald Trump has taken the racist voter demographic away. Now it's going to be harder for conservative Republicans to get the presidency. Timothy in Omaha, you are on the air.
I don't know that I want Donald Trump to be president.
Yes.
Because I've never trusted anybody from New York City.
Oh, no, you can't.
But how close do you think Hillary Clinton's secret assassins have gotten to killing Donald Trump?
Thank God for one of my loyal listeners. Obviously, the Clinton Gestapo is going to try to get away with getting rid of anybody who stands in her way of becoming the Queen of America. Okay? And she doesn't want to fight Donald Trump. She doesn't want to go to him. So I don't know how close her assassins have come, but I can guarantee you, oh, they're out there. Our next caller from State Rock National Park, a tree hugger, I can only presume. You're on the air, hippie. Okay. Oh, I am sorry, listeners. I don't know if that was an angry bear, telephone interference, or a Democrat. But the same number's calling again. State Rock National Park. Go ahead, listener. Oh, these bear calls are killing me. Seriously, after the first bear call, I felt woozy. And after that bear call now, I've got a searing headache. What do you want? You're on the air.
We want you to tell everybody that the bears will be in charge now. We are very angry, and apparently also telepathic.
Hey, listeners, sorry to interrupt. I know that was just about to get super good and not completely weird at all. But during that last bit, the conservative radio show, we got a lot of feedback about our new female characters, and apparently they are not popular. That's what I'm hearing from y'all, I presume, right? This one person said that was a narrow-minded and objectifying way to portray a woman. I'm sorry,
people ask for female characters, and I just made female characters that are like 95% of all the female characters anywhere ever. This other person, like, made some stupid suggestion. They're like, well, why don't you write a female character to be like a male character, and then see if you would describe a character like that. I don't know what they're even talking about, but fine. We have new female characters. This time, however, we've designed them to be just like male characters.
And first of our new characters, we have Becky Williams. Becky is a delivery driver in suburban Chicago. She's overweight, loud, lacking in intelligence, and married to an incredibly attractive, kind, and patient husband who clearly would likely not be married to Becky if this were real life. Next up of the new characters, we have Rose Banks, a rural county sheriff with a drinking problem and a serial killer loose in her small deep south town. She enjoys silently staring, slowly smoking cigarettes, and having sex with various male characters who have no character to have their plot purpose. Beyond being an object, our lead heroine can bone. And last of our new female characters meant to resemble their male counterparts, we have playing the role of Dope Philly, Therese Jenkins, a 22-year-old African-American from a wealthy suburban family who studied both at Juilliard and Cambridge and is considerably, possibly, the most talented up-and-coming star in a generation. She'll be playing Dope Philly, who is a drug dealer. That's the only info on the character.
And those are the new female characters on the show, meant to be exactly like male characters, so everything's equal. Because that's pretty much every male character on everything ever. And, oh, God, what? Who could possibly be calling the phone in bad feedback? I'm sorry. I thought... Hello?
This is a bear calling telepathically on behalf of all bears.
Oh, it's a robocall.
We are calling to inform you, human, that the bears are soon to be taking over the entire planet.
Bullshit.
We are angry.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently, obviously, telepathic by the fact that you can hear me talk to you.
These bears are so defensive about the fact that they're telepathic. Like, we believe them. Stop having to remind
us. But there is more beyond the fact that bears are stronger than humans and that the bears are also telepathic.
Again, with the telepathy, they're so insecure about it.
But we also now have a strong potential representative in government. Which is why we would remind you that when you go to your polling place, to please remember, vote for Bear. And perhaps the Bear Apocalypse will go more kindly for you.
Well, that took up a lot of time, but it sounded good. Like, I didn't listen through most of that, but I did hear that the Bears are putting up another presidential candidate and that it's strong and it's telepathic, and importantly, it's an outsider. Because my life's pretty shitty, so I don't want the same old in the presidency. I want someone who doesn't know how to do the job. That makes way more sense. So because of all the negative feedback and all the interruptions, we've basically run out of time, so we can't do the prototypical ending of an interview followed by a song. I'm sorry. However, this episode has had some political undertones to it, but I do want to clarify that this show in no way endorses or backs any candidate, nor any particular party or belief system. That being said, here's a song that the Vote for Bear campaign gave us. They paid us money if we play it. See you next week. Hope that you know the states of America. We don't want just the USA. Disguise as democracy.